We all love to sit down and have chicken for dinner 3 nights a week, and there's enormous demand for chicken meat. But the industry in Victoria has been declining as a share of national production over recent years, and we're keen to turn that around. So a couple of things. We're providing $80,000 to support the VFS Chicken Care Program, which is about improving environmental outcomes. And the second thing we're doing is new and I think probably has potential to go further, but what we're doing is establishing an agribusiness development facilitation model. Entirely too often we've got producers whose plans for growth are constrained by butting into the planning system. We've seen countless examples of this. So today we're talking about how this might help us get in early, provide a one-stop shop for people who are community representatives concerned about broiler farm developments or indeed proponents of projects. Because I think early understanding might nip some of this disputation in the bud. I think local councils that encounter these planning issues, often find themselves in the middle of really big and complex disputes, really quite technical and specialised planning issues. And an early conversation, it can only be a good thing in terms of community expectations, proponent expectations. It's one of the things that's causing challenges for the growth of the chicken meat industry, and we want to try a new way of avoiding those disputes.
It's seemingly these changes don't address one fundamental problem at the moment with the laws in Victoria, and that's not really any community in Victoria wants to have broiler farm developments in their community. I think that's been showed by countless examples at the moment going through either council or VCAT or different planning disputes. So is there a chance to change that? How do you change community expectations around broiler farms?
Well, I think that's actually not the case. I can name three communities off the top of my head. Shire of Loddon, Pullo, Golden Plains Shire. They've done the planning work, laid the foundations, had the conversation with their communities and would welcome these kinds of developments.
There's also examples like Bendigo, Baringup and Toongabie where there's been really lengthy processes and clear division in the community about these farms being built. Do you think the law will need to be addressed or is this enough?
I think that there's a case for looking more closely at the arrangements. I think both industry and certainly community would like a little more certainty on some of those finer points of detail.
The announcement comes as the Victorian chicken meat industry meets today in Melbourne. VFF chicken meat manager Alan Bullen says the industry is suffering as it waits for planning certainty.
It's really good to have a minister that actually appreciates that the industry is worth a huge amount to this state, both in the form of infrastructure and employment. We need an ally in government and the minister's put a hand up and has become that ally and we very much appreciate it.
How hard is it for the industry at the moment to plan any sort of expansion given that nearly every time a new broiler farm is planned it becomes a huge community issue?
Well, right at the moment there's no expansion because the two projects we've got in the pipeline, one will be heard in the Supreme Court in November. The other one has just had a major win. It was the one with the Granny Flats episode, so that goes back to VCAT, but I think that will end up in the Supreme Court too. So until those two decisions are decided, nobody's game enough to put any money or any resources into building a new farm in Victoria. And we need to decide, I think, as a state, where we want to go with farming. As I said, the theme of our conference today is what is the industry worth of Victoria? And if you add up, the employment and the infrastructure that we've got here in Victoria, it's worth a lot.
Do you have those figures to know how much your industry's worth to Victoria?
Look, it's a bit hard. The figure is about $700 or $800 million, but that's just a turnover. I mean, I think the figure we need to look at is at the moment we consume in Victoria about 150, 160 million chickens. We're only producing about 130 of those. So there's about 15% of chickens that we consume are coming in from other states. Victoria is the biggest importer of chicken in Australia.
Does the minister go far enough today, or are you hoping that she will go further to help your industry?
I hope she's going to go further. I think what she's promised is a step in the right direction. But I think to satisfy the industry and work with the community, and we need to work with the community. Well, we're not saying that we should have open slather and build the chicken farms anywhere we need. We've got a code of practice that we operate under to make sure the industry can keep growing. So I think the Minister's direction she's taken today is good, but I think there's a lot more work to be done over a period of time to really get the outcome for both parties.